You are listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM as well as Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Our Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib Hafidhahullah is currently on his northwest tour, so we will be welcoming him shortly. We'll be discussing today Medina Munawwara. Let's welcome Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum
Mufti Sahib, just a brief background where Mufti Sahib is and how's Mufti Sahib's tour going?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasul al-Kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, we should say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. All thanks, gratitude, praise is solely, only, exclusively for Almighty Allah Jalla wala. This is the barakah wasila of Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that wherever we go, people are so thirsty and so eager to learn, you know. And then thirdly, all the ulama, the brothers, trustees and all of them, we have to thank each one of them. So mashallah, on Tuesday we left, you know. My brother Haji Suleiman Yaqub from Rustenburg came to fetch me. So about 2 o'clock or 10 past 2 we left. We stopped there in Potchefstroom. I met my cousin. I had to speak to him regarding something and pick up something. And then we stopped in Fentersdorf for Asr Salat. It was a bit disappointing that the masjid is totally neglected, the wuzu khana, toilet and so forth. I hope some well-wisher, some donor can go there and just sort it. You just need one, two families to sort it out. I think majority of the families have left there, you know, Fentersdorf. Then we arrived there in Lichtenberg, Marana. Jogi is there, so mashallah is there for 10 years, and Mohan Ibrahimullah is there for 1 year. So doing sterling service there, so we had a wonderful, wonderful program there. And I met Abdul Rahman Mia also, so mashallah that he also, we got very good taluk and, you know, contact with such people and so forth, other trustees and so forth. So we had a program after Isha there and after Fajr also. And then last yesterday we came to Mafuking. So mashallah, they put us there in a house, the Bayyat's house. The old man, old lady passed away. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Then yesterday, mashallah, we came here to Mafuking Asr time. And thereafter, they put us here in this guest house. Yeah, very, very comfortable, mashallah. And then mashallah, after Maghrib, we had supper and all that day, my brother, you understand? That, you know, Nurullah, and then the program here, also Mafuking Masjid, Mona Ibrahim Angamia is there for 25 years. So we know all of them for many, many years, alhamdulillah. And then this morning also after Fajr, and wonderful, wonderful program. So inshallah, now after this program, we'll be leaving for Ziras days, Mufti Ahmed, you know. So bam, so Allah reward him, and Hafiz Zakaria also. So we know all of them for many, many years. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy, so Zuhar time will be there, and then inshallah tonight we'll have program after Isha day in Ziras, inshallah tomorrow after Fajr, and then Nashta and Rasta. That is then the quick breakfast, and then we go to Rustenburg. So our Haji Suleiman Yaqub from Rustenburg, and then I'll settle down there by my uncle's place, Haji Yusuf, you know, Haji Yusuf, so Isa, Uncle Brownie, they call him. So, and then we'll translate the khutbah, inshallah, of Sheikh Yusuf Dawsari. Yusuf, what is his name? Yes, Yusuf Dawsari. And this thing. So, anyway, Sheikh Dawsari's khutbah we'll translate. And thereafter will be, you understand, 12 o'clock will be the Jummah lecture. And then the Azan and all that day, inshallah. And then at night we'll have a program in the Zinyabul Jami Masjid and the main Masjid there. And then Fajr Saturday morning in Masjid Abrar, inshallah, the majority time also or maybe after Zohar we'll be back there tomorrow. Inshallah, inshallah. So everything going very, very well. Exactly after 7 years, I'm coming to this part of the world, you know. That is this Luxembourg and Mafeking and Cyrus and all these places. So alhamdulillah, the good memories, Allah Ta'ala qabool for now, Allah accepted. More important than that is three issues. Number one, that Putin is not going to meet Zelensky there in Istanbul. That's confirmed. Second one is Trump is trumpeting away. Idiot, the three musketeers, MBS there. And you understand, Saudi, the Murtad bin Shaitan, MBZ there in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, and the Murtad bin Zindiq, and then the Amir of Qatar and all of them, all outperforming and showing off who can spend more and all that to make Trump happy and to make America happy. No one is worried about all the genocide going on there in Israel and so forth. Just today, I look quickly at the Haaretz newspaper, 80, 90 people killed just today. So remember that that is the aim of the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, extermination of the Palestinians and starvation, and the world looks on. What a shame and disgrace for this Arab tenpot regime, Murtad, Khabis, Aulad, or Shaitan. Whole lot of them beside the Houthis in Yemen. The rest we can say that good for nothing. And the Muslim countries also, majority munafiqeen and hypocrites, you know. So that is where we are, very, very sad situation. Rather we live in countries like South Africa, where we got crime, corruption, but we're better off as far as Islam goes than all the Muslim countries and all these Arab countries put together. We can practice on our deen, we can speak truth. What we are speaking now, you try in any Muslim country, Arab country, they lock you up. So that is the truth of the matter, you see. So we all should make shukr of what we have, and Allah Jalla Wala grant us all ikhlas, it's the sincerity and istiqamah, steadfastness and qabooliyat and acceptance. And that is where we are today. Allah have mercy on us, have mercy on the shuhada, and have mercy. This whole war of Ghazwa, if you want to call it a war, has shown us one thing, who are the tayyib and who are the khabees. Who are the genuine Muslims and who are the khabis, the impure, immoral, murtad, shayateen, and munafiqeen and hypocrites. That is the khulasa and the summary of the word.
Mufti Saab, coming to the topic of Medina Munawara, what does Medina Munawara mean and where is it mentioned in the Quran Sharif?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulih al-Kareem, amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutation be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So today is the 16th of Zulqa'dah 1446. And mashallah, now today's topic we're speaking about Medina Munawwara. So let's start with the first. If I tell you I'm going to Medina, so what does it mean? A Muslim will understand it means Medina Munawwara. And that is, you must remember, that means Medina Munawwara. So that is, you must remember, that Medina Munawwara means the city of light and illumination and so forth and so on. So that is what we need to understand. So Medina in the Arabic lexicon will mean city. But for us as Muslims, when we just say Al-Medina, when it refers to Medina Munawwara and the unique city, the greatest, the second greatest city and place and so forth, it is the Muhajir, the place of Hijrah of the Master alayhi salatu salam, and the place where 10,000 Sahaba are buried in Baqiyah and surroundings and so forth. As mentioned by Imam Malik rahimahullah, and where is it mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 101. You know, everywhere in life, there will always be a tussle, a conflict between Haqq and Batil. So there in Medina Munawwara were the Muslims, the Sahaba, the students, companions of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, male, female, adult and children. And you must remember that we have the Yahud, the Jews were there. Then we had the Munafiqeen and the hypocrites were there. People who were the fence-sitters. People who sit on the fence are guilty of committing a major, major offense. So Quran Kareem teaches us from in early Medina. And from the people of Medina, maradu ala nifaq, they continue and persist with their hypocrisy. La ta'alamuhum, you do not know them, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nahnu na'alamuhum, we know them. Sanu'azibuhum marratain, we will punish them twice, once in this world, and then in barzakh after their deaths, before the day of justice. Thumma yuradduna ila azabin azeem, and then they'll be dispatched to a great, terrible, horrible, great big punishment. And what indeed is the punishment? This is Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 101, in chapter 4, verse 145, Almighty Allah states, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, that the munafiqeen will be in the lowest layer and dungeon and prison of Jahannam. Allahumma ahfazna amin, Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. And we always should read this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri. O Almighty Allah, I seek protection from kufr, and that is blasphemy, wa shirki, polytheism, idol worship, and wa from nifaq, and from hypocrisy. Today Muslims, masters in nifaq and hypocrisy, majority. And the whole chapter 63, Surah Munafiqun, comprising 11 verses, speaks about them, Surah Munafiqun and so forth. So therefore, we should always fear that. But for us, remember first Makkah Mukarramah, then Madinah Munawwara, then Masjidul Aqsa, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, Palestine, Jerusalem. So these are our holy, holy places, and we need to go there with love and respect and reverence.
Mufti Sahib, upon arriving Medina Munawwara, must a person take a ghusl, and what are the necessary steps from there?
MashaAllah, before a person enters into Medina Munawwara, your heart should be palpitating and just looking. You can see from far the minarets and so forth, you're landing by plane, and then you will see it already from the plane very, very beautifully. You will see the 10 minarets, you see, of Masjidun Nabawi. And if you're coming by car, by taxi and bus, you can see it from a distance. And you're coming by train also, you will see it, you see. So all this, yes. So what must we say? Ya dakhil al-dar, salli ala al-nabi al-mukhtar. Oh, you are the one entering in dar, the city of Medina Munawwara. Read salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is durood? We told you that durood is not Arabic, is not Urdu. It's a Farsi word, Persian word. When you study the philology, the history of it, remember, it means that a person, you must remember, that who's, he has got a farm and he's got bumper crops, bumper harvest, is going to sell it for maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So that person there is very happy. But we say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then little bit effort and optimum, maximum reward, and more so you right there by the master, in the court of the master, darbari Mustafa, so in Hindi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you are standing there, and we believe 100% the master, alayhi salam, is there, shaykhain are there, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu anhu. So you read the salat and salam directly to the master. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. However, now you claim that you have arrived in Medina Munawwara. So you settle down in your hotel wherever you are, and thereafter take a bath, wear your nice Islamic clothing, the male and female. And thereafter the men put perfume, itar and so forth, not the women. And thereafter, before we even enter the masjid, remember, give out charity. To give out charity is not compulsory nowadays, it's mustahab, better, desirable, meritorious, virtuous. Quran Kareem teaches us, you see, sometimes Sahaba used to come and ask questions, but sometimes they would ask questions that were not very, very relevant. So then Allah Ta'ala to test them, put this upon them and place it upon them. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, idha najaytumur rasul, faqaddimu bayna yaday najwakum sadaqa. Oh, you who believe, before you speak to the master, alayhi salam, before you ask any question, you must give some charity. The only person who practiced on this while it was compulsory is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Now the questions, everything stopped, people don't have that amount of money and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala then abrogated it and said it's no more compulsory, now you can continue. So we still practice on it in this way. We are going to speak to the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam via the Salat and Salam. So it's not compulsory but highly recommended and mustahab and virtuous and meritorious. 1 riyal, 5 riyal, 10 riyal, 20 riyal, whatever we can afford, any person, poor person, just give it to him or her. The man give to the man and the woman to the woman in that way. Then you're going to enter the masjid. Forget all that is written in your Hajj kitab about Babi Jibreel and all that is closed. Most of the time it's for dignitaries and all special guests. And then, so any door you just enter. Bismillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Rabbi filli zunubi, Allahumma aftahli abwaab rahmatik. That is the masnoon sunnah dua one should read before entering Masjid Nabawi, before entering Masjidul Haram in Makkah, before entering Masjidul Aqsa in Jerusalem, Al-Quds Al-Sharif, before entering any masjid in the world. Make intention of nafil i'tikaf, nawaitul i'tikaf, ma'dumtu fil masjid. Ya Allah, I make intention of nafil i'tikaf and so forth. Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya, Nawwaral Amr Qadam, who spent the last 10 years plus minus of his life day in Madinah Munawwara, that every day before Azan, he was inside Masjid Nabawi with a wheelchair, and he used to say it loud sometimes so the murid and the khadim and the students could listen. So one murid asked, and as you know, one disciple student asked, Ya Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh, how many times you made intention already? Listen to the answer of Fadilatul Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya, who was a real Shaykh al Hadith, a giant he was in the field of Hadith. He said, agar Allah ki barghah mein ek bhi kabool ho gaya, to hamara deh bera paar hai. If one only is also accepted, then state we are successful, and then we are going to Jannat al-Firdaus. So this was how they had love, respect, and they were positive in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Then if it's not makruh time, you read 2 rakat tahiyyatul masjid. After any surah, the better you read kul ya kafirun, kul wallah after surah Fatiha. And thereafter you make salam and that and go into sujood. And this sajda-i shukr. To thank Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, me to gunigar hu, I'm a sinner, transgressor. Out of your fadl, your karam, your grace, your mercy, benevolence, you invited me to Diyar-e-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the city of the Master alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're going to sajda, we're crying, thanking Allah, praising Allah, sending salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept my ziyarat to Madinah Munawwara, accept my umrah, accept my hajj. All make dua for Gaza, Palestine, Sudan, Syria, Palestine, Pakistan, the Muslims of then Burma and the Rohingya Muslims. But that we can't just be making dua for ourselves, we must think of the Ummah as well. Then you the man, you will go right in front then. You see, you will pass Mihrab-e Usmani. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, the Qibla is the southern direction in Masjid Nabawi, remember that. So you're facing the south, you walk straight from there, you will reach the Kaaba. So remember Musharrafa. So there with the mihrab is the niche is. So then that is Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, with his own personal money, he extended and expanded the Masjid Tawsiya, what you call. And then you'll come to the Master alayhi salatu salam, and there the police are there, they don't give you chance also. They just want you to move it up. Harrik, Haji, especially Hajj time. So you just come there, just say, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. And then you carry on, because the crowd is too big and the police will not allow you to stay. Then you come to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Then for the Master alayhi salam, you will say, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. So him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, you just say, As-salamu. So As-salamu alayka ya Aba Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So it's ya Aba Bakr. Now there's some Arabic involved there. And then, As-salamu alayka ya Thani Athnain. As-salamu alayka ya Khalifa da Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you go there to Sayyidina Umar Farooq. As-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Hafs Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And then you walk away. Then when there in the distance where the police can't see you or so, then you turn towards the Qibla, and then because the police objective, you face the grave Mubarak. It's permissible, but you know, you don't want trouble with these police and that. Then you just face the Qibla, wherever you get placed there, Masjid Nabawi. And standing, sitting, you can make your dua, everything properly. Ya Allah, that let Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for me. Hadith in Tirmidhi, hadith in Sahih. Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. My intercession is for the ummah of mine, those people who perpetrated, committed major sins. We all are guilty, 90%. So Ya Allah, Allah wa Zubna, Shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll just say it in Arabic, but you can say it in any language. اللهم ارزقني وزوجتي ووالدي وإخوتي وأخواتي وأساتذتي ومشايخي ومحسني ومن أوصانا بالدعاء ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات يا الله we ask of you يا رسول الله we ask of you that you intercede for me for my wife for my children for my parents for my siblings for my teachers for the sheikhs the people who did us favors the people we owe them something in life so and the entire ummah a Muslimah male female those who are alive and those who passed away with Iman and Islam. So words like that you must use, you see. And then those people you will remember, you going on earth. This morning for the time, that I had a program, the morning, Rahman Ramiyah told me, see this person is going. He told me yesterday, so for the time I took my Hajj Kitab work, you know, I said these people are going, mashallah, the capital group, they printed hundreds and thousands of copies, you understand, of my Hajj Kitab. So then we just give it out to those people, how they appreciate it, you know. So he says, so I asked him, but when you going for Hajj? He said, I'm leaving today from Yemen to Joburg, and that is, I was there, to have stayed there, and Saturday is my flight. Then I asked him, which agent is at Flyway? I said, very good. So mashallah, so that is how they, you meet different people. There I met two people, there in Luxembourg. And they were also going, so I think they're going after a few weeks, 2 weeks or so. So anyway, so that is how you must remember that you give them also two kitabs. So like that, so the people get very, very happy and you know. So you must know who to give. Mauqa e shanasi, you see. You must look at the opportunity. One person is going next year. So you don't have to give him now. He doesn't need it immediately. So people who are going now, you give them, you see. So then at least they'll do some reading, they'll make some dua and all that. So now your ziyarat day is finished. Now how many times a day must you read? So if you go once a day also is sufficient. You go twice is up to you. But my advice is go once or twice, you understand? Because the police and then they can monitor you. You must remember today Masjid Nabawi and all that. Saudi Arabia is a police state, you must remember that. You see these pillars, they got their thousands and hundreds of pillars in Masjid Nabawi. Inside there, they got secret and mics. And what you speak, they can hear you. When I entered the White House, 2000, so we casual people, what we were so talking. So the one white guy is telling another white guy, don't speak too loud. Yeah, these pot plants and these gadgets, these things, yeah, they all got mics there, you see that? And before you enter the White House, they're already monitoring you and so forth. So therefore, don't take chances to go for Hajj and all that this year. A lot of people just take chances. Before you come to the Nuqtatul Taftish, the checkpoint, 1 kilo, 2 kilometers before, they got such sophisticated cameras, they can see your vehicle coming, they can see who is hiding in the vehicle, they can see what documents you're carrying, everything. Inside the masjid is prowling with civilian clothes, people, but they police, they spies and all that. They wear short kurta, you would think they're Pakistani, but it's a Saudi. And they speak Arabic, Urdu, English, all that, maybe Farsi and several languages. So my advice, just keep quiet and don't even use your phone in the masjid, because everything is being monitored. You should be, and you should show respect also. So it's just best you put your phone on silent or switch it off whenever you go to the masjid. And you know, don't bring panchat and just socialize and all that. So because there's too many spies also, and you need to be very careful. You know, the biggest thing they fear, Ali Saud, that they will be overthrown, you see. So from 1923, now they're ruling till, you must, 1932. So 1932 till now, you must remember they're ruling. So they feel they want to rule more. But they can't let allow, remove them because they do all haram things. So therefore we say loudly and boldly, Allahumma ahlik ahli Sa'ud kama ahlakta ahli Sa'ud. Allahumma decimate them, you see. So all that, for all the haram things they're advocating, promoting and justifying and so forth and so on. So then, they sit them very nicely, from a distance, stand up, read Salat, Salam. You, the sisters, you don't have to push and jostle. The place is so congested for you ladies. So wherever you are, from a distance, just do everything from there. But you see, kut taklif mat ponchana. Don't push somebody and all that. So to read, so salami, sunnat, all that. But now, in the process, you go do something haram. So I mean, how you justify that? So just show, maintain the decorum, maintain the respect and the reverence of Masjid Nabawi. Quran Kareem speaks of this, you must remember Surah 22, verse 32. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect to the symbols, landmarks of Allah, that's a sign that the person has some taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness in their hearts and so forth. So those are the main things, to have mahabba, the true love, to have azma, respect and so forth. And make that pledge to Almighty Allah, make the pledge to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will try my level best to practice on Islam and on the Sunnah Mubarakah of the Master alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and will convey the message to one and all. So we should make that a game changer, a changing point and a turning point in our life. So that is what it is all about. Allah give us tawfiq to that.
Mufti Sahib, some people say that going to make salam is a bidah.
Oh, you must remember, you get these guys here, the Salafi characters and so forth. So if you read, you must remember the books of Sheikh Alawi Al-Maliki, great scholar, he answered all this here. So you must remember Abdullah and Umar radiallahu anhuma used to come and make salam and so forth. And Sahaba used to come and make salam. So how you can say it's bid'ah and so forth and so on. So remember one day, you know, but Allah has helped me many times. So I got a nice place and I was reading Salat and Salam. So there's one Saudi guy, plain clothes guy. So I was there maybe about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you understand? And I was really enjoying it. I was reading Salat, Salam, making dua, facing the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he came to me and said, Min ahlil watan anta ya Sheikh, you Saudi. So I just looked down, I didn't look at him, because I could make out one of these Arabic guys. I just said, La. He said, Min ahlil qama. I said, La. So he said, Min ain. I said, Min junubi Afrika. So why, dimaga? I said, Lil umrah wa ziyara. Then he starts speaking English to show me he knows English. He said, no need to stay here for so long. So you can't argue with them. So I just walked away and all that. But alhamdulillah, then when we get placed again, we just go again. So remember, these are the Salafis. Therefore, I say always, today's Salafis, and I don't say all, but I'll say majority of them, they pseudo scholars, you understand? They will tell you, you can't read Quran Sharif for the deceased. They will tell you, you must remember that 20 rakats Taraweeh is bid'ah. You must read 8-10 rakats. They will tell you, 3 talaqs is not 3, is 1. They will tell you, you can make masa on the normal socks and that, you see. So 101 masail, we differ with them. But we will say that they are Muslim, but in the same breath, we will say they drawl and mudril. They astray, and remember, they lead others astray. And the worst of the lot are the madkhalis. Who are the madkhalis? There was a sheikh there, Sheikh Madkhal bin Babi and that. So they say, whoever is the king, whoever is the leader of Saudi Arabia, you must follow him. Whether he does right or wrong or what, you must just follow him. You must remember. Don't speak one word against him. So we reject that totally. You must remember that. Mustafa Rasulullah Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the hadith mentioned in Mishkat, in Musnad Ahmad, in Sunan Nasai, and various compilations. So Anna Fatima bint Muhammad sarqat ibisi ma'azallah. If my Ladli, my Sahibzadi, my beloved daughter, Fatima radiallahu anha, had to steal, we say, Allah forbid, Iyadu billah. This is example, the Master alayhi salam. Then what will I do? Laqatta'tu yadaha. I will amputate him. So it shows Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahy al Munkar is across the board. Shaykh Umar is giving a khutbah. Then the man stopped him. He says, stop. The woman says, Sayyidina Umar, you're wrong. You say you can't give so much mahar, but Allah says in Surah 4, verse number 20, 21, 22, Fintar means millions and millions. So then who are you to say we can't give so much? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, same time go back. Asabatil mar'a wa akhta ar-rajul. The woman is right and I, Amirul Mu'minin, am wrong. So you see, so that is what Islam is all about. But these people, they want blind following of them, the rulers and so forth and so on. So therefore, Sudais and them, they speak. Last week he spoke. So what he said, you must remember, he says, you mustn't listen to social media. There's a lot of iftira and ikhtilat and ikhtilaf and a lot of iddia propaganda against the hukam and the rulers, meaning the Saudis, and against the ulama and so forth. Ulama, he means himself, who are puppets of the Saudi regime and getting millions out of them and so forth. Malki cow. So that is what they fear the most is. But Allah will take it away. فَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. You make shukr, you practice on deen, I'll increase my bounties. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ. You make kufran, you do all haram things like nowadays. إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٍ. My punishment is very severe as well. So we totally reject the Salafis. I'm prepared to challenge them. They can't speak one word against MBS. You must remember that. You see, now the Sheikh in Makkah, Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, in jail still, 10 years. He gave a khutbah, he said, all this intermingling, haram places, you mustn't go. 10 years jail, you see. Now in Medina, Sheikh Ahmad bin Talib, Hafidhullah, give khutbah, he make dua against the Jews, all that. He had very good ta'alluq with the Pakistani ulama and all that, and he was sympathetic to Tabligh Jamaat. So all these factors, they said, no, try it now, you see. So all these things here, you must understand the undercurrent of the Saudi politics and the Salafis and so forth. So we reject that to say you can't give Salat and Salam and all that. It's the word of Ibn Taymiyyah. It is called, the people make such statements, who are adullu min himari ahlihi fi baytihi. They worse than the donkey, they worse than the donkeys in their backyard.
Mufti Sahib, whilst going with a group, how does one keep focused on the sanctity of Medina Munawwara, and how does one maneuver himself with all the different people and staying focused?
Remember when we used to take groups and all that, so we used to give them talks in the hotel and all these things here. That time it was allowed. Now they've got all their spies and all that. You see, big problem nowadays. So we together them there and give them adab, etiquette, talk, all that, and all the smart hotels and all that. Some hotels, they have special halls there and all that, you know, men one side, women one side. So it's the very smart ones and so forth. So we give them a talk like that and so forth. So that is how our job is, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ, to teach the people the truth. Now what they do afterwards, I tell them 100 times you mustn't eat this imported chicken, imported meat. But still the person goes, so we did our duty. It is up in him now, or her, that the sin is on them, but we already did our duty. So similarly here, the muallim, the sheikh, the mulana, mufti, sheikh, whoever is going, and that, you know, the guide, so he must just give the true teachings and so forth, but try and instill within them the love for Medina Munawwara. And the love of, you understand, following the sunnah of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, and in making it a change in our life, you know, not only that we just go for ziyarat here and there, and go shopping and then finish. I told you the story many a time. After Hajj, after Umrah, many a time they put me in front, they say, make dua. So we make dua. Sometime in Arabic, sometime Urdu, sometime English. So the Urdu one goes there, they say, Allah, Amare Umrah ko kabul farma, accept the Umrah, Ameen, Ameen. Then I say, Amare Hajj ko kabul farma, Ameen, Ameen. Ya Allah, Amare Umrah, the ziyarat Madina ko kabul farma, accept the ziyarat, Ameen, Ameen. Ya Allah, Madina Mutawara ke maut nasib farma, let us die in Madina Mutawara and pass away in Madina Mutawara. They all become Hanafis then. You understand what I'm saying? You won't hardly find a person saying Ameen loudly. You see? I turn at the back, I ask the man what's wrong. He said, yeah, we want to die, but not now. Our pockets are still full of dollars if we ask. I ask the woman there at the back, Fadi. I say, Kala, what are you? Kala say, ah, we want to die, but the shopping doesn't need to take. You see, We haven't finished our list of shopping. So when the Ummah can't say Ameen to pass away in Medina, that in itself speaks volumes. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith is sahih. In Tirmidhi Sharif, man istata'a minkum ayyamuta bil Medina fal yamut fi'a fa inni ashfa'u lakum. The first people for whom the Master alayhi sallam will intercede will be those people who pass away in Medina Munawwara and pass away with Iman and Islam. Therefore, if you can do that, you must go there and pass away there. Story time, quickly. I don't know you, Mawzaid, if you met Hazrat or not. Hazrat Mawana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Nawwarullah Masjid. He spent over 40 years in Medina when Masjid al-Nur, the market, was being built. So remember, we stayed there in that. There is no roof also. If you know in Roshni, I met him now recently again when I went to Jummah. That was my brother Ahmad Abdi, then from Somaliland. Then Togi Hatia. You see, the two of us were there. And they were still building well, the 75 degrees for Hajj. And it was cold, you know. And the roof also was not on and all that. We used to toss and turn, we just came. I said, sleep quietly, you know. So you just sleep and all that. The free boarding, Nani Fatiha, what you mean, Panchayat, you understand? So you understood Nani Fatiha. Nani Fatiha means somebody died and the food came, now you just keep quietly, you understood? So it's just a saying, obviously. So then we stayed there, you see. And then, so they stayed there 40 years. Then the Saudi regime, they expelled him. They say, this world tabligh and you the Amir and all that, you can't. You must stop all this. Then he said, no, I must do Dawah tabligh and all. So they said, no, we're going to deport you. I said, okay. So I was there with Allah's fadl and I saw how he entered the masjid. Imagine you stayed in Medina for more than 40 years. Now this Najdi, Wahhabi, Kafir regime of Saudis, they expelled him, you see. Haji Farooq Sahib of Sakkar was there, so I told Haji Farooq Sahib, Hazrat Mulaza Farmai, see there, Hazrat Mawasir Amal Khan Sahib, Hafizahullah, the time I know what Allah wa ta'ala, Tashreef Laiye, ye Akhri Salaam hai. Ye Akhri Salaam hai, Hukumat ne nikal diya. This is his last Salaam. And the Saudi regime took him, expelled him, took him out. He taught me that wonderful sentence. He said, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Hazrat Tanvin Awarullah Marfadu ne farmaya, in logo ki baare mein, Hazrat Tanvin Awarullah Marfadu wrote regarding these people here, yeah, the Saudis, ye log najdi hai wajdi nahi. Ye log najdi hai wajdi nahi. So najdi, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua for them. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And said that there they will be fitna and the Lord did all these fitnas and earthquakes and earth tremors and all that, you see. And then second one, you must remember that now he left. He went to Pakistan. After 1 year, 2 years, I got shock desire. So he knew the prince there in Qatar or somewhere. So he spoke to him and said, he said, come, we'll give you the visa. So Hazrat went, got the visa, fastened the haram, everything there, came to Makkah with Umrah, came to Medina Munawwara, sent Salat Salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and then passed away. Where is he buried? In Medina Munawwara. Not one Saudi king, not one crown prince was buried in Medina or Makkah, you see. So remember that Medina, definitely nobody is buried there. So that is how Allah deprived them of that, you see. They all buried there in Riyadh and all this way. So that is how they behave, you must remember that. And Allah Ta'ala gives izzat, honor to whomever He wishes. Allah Ta'ala disgraces whoever He wishes. So we should know that then. So I see I still got how many minutes left now?
9 minutes.
Still about 8, 9 minutes left. Let me just take you for ziyarat inside the masjid. Inside the masjid, the most important place is the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah. The portion between my house Mubarak and Mimbar Mubarak, the pulpit, is one of the gardens of Jannah. Big story time, 74 when I went first time from Karachi and for Ramadan and my beloved parents came from Makkah, from South Africa. So they spent 5 weeks, I spent 6 weeks there, you see. Because from there they went Britain and all the Zurich and this and I said, me, I don't want to go. And you all go, I like Makkah, Medina too much. You know, the best decision. All Allah's help and mercy, you know. So my father must say, come. You know, visa, these days and all that. I said, no, you all go, I'll meet you in Karachi. So then, what I want to tell you, most important, we arrived there on the 19th, 20th Roza, you see, fasting. So last 10, 11 days of Ramadan, we are there. In Madinah Munawwara. So when we came there, then after the Maghrib Azan, all that, we have the Dugga and you know the powder and the dates and the yogurt and all that, and the Zamzam and whatever. So all sometimes the Zamzam there, the Zamzam no Zamzam that time in Madinah. So anyway, all that was done. Then I go have a quick meal. We were staying in the best hotel in Madinah. The Shah of Iran, his brother also stayed there. So they should tell us, he'll use that door, you must use the other door. Security and all that nonsense. You know. So, but I should eat quick, you understand? I tell my father, mother, I'm going. There you go, don't worry. So the thing, then every night, I read my Taraweeh Salat, the 20 rakats inside the Yadul Jannah. You understand what I'm saying? Today is like impossible unless you stay there all the time. So to go to hotel, eat and come back and still get place today, wonderful. The crowd is too big, the crowd is small. So that is the portion between the pulpit and the house Mubarak. So that there, the color of the musalla, the pillars you will see there. So now these pillars are the important ones. Ustuwana is sarir. Ustuwana is the pillar sarir where he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform the ihtikaf, Ramadan and all that, right? Then Ustuwana Hars, you know they were Yahudis there, Jews, they were Munafikin. So sometimes they would do harm Nabi alayhi salam. So he Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed the guard, Sayyidina Ali, Hazrat Bilal, this one, that one. But after the ayat got revealed, Allah ya'asimuka minan nas, there was no need for that. Allah will protect you directly from the evil of the people and so forth. So that was initially for the guards. Then Ustuwana Wufud, you know the dignitaries, delegations, foreigners, locals, they want to meet him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they meet the Master alayhi wa sallam, so that is Ustuwana Wufud. Okay, remember that three? Then you come beside in the middle, Ustuwana Aisha. Our mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha says, is a place there in Masjid Nabawi. If you knew the worth of it and the value of it, you will have a raffle to go there, read Salat there and make dua there. Dua is Ustajab. So Ustuwana Aisha, you see that? Then Ustuwana Abi Lubaba. Abu Lubaba is Sahabi, but he divulged the secret of Nabi alayhi salam to the enemy. Not because he was Munafiq or something, Allah forbid. No, he is Bakhtar Sahabi. But he thought, if I just do this, then they won't harm my family there in Makkah. And that was his thinking, wishful thinking. So Allah Ta'ala informed Nabi alayhi salam, this is what he did and all these things. So then he fastened himself around the pillar, you see. He said, till my tawbah don't get revealed, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till then I'll stay here. Only time is to untie it when he needs to relieve himself or to read wuzu, salat and all these things there. So like that, days carried on, then the news came that your tawbah is accepted. So if you understand Arabic, you look in there, Ustuwana Abi Lubaba in the tawbah. You see? So the dua he made and all these type of things, at the time he was, remember when he was in jail and when he was still, they fastened and what have you. So that is how he got the barakah and the blessing after a few days. So that is what we should know inside the Yadul Jannah. But now they got the crazy thing, you need an app. So that app is a Nusuk app. And then you put it in and all that. And then after you must remember that, you know, when your appointment time comes, then you go inside. So what is happening? Nothing that really. They give you appointment after the Asr. How are you going to read Nafil Salat and so forth then? So the Saudis also don't think, you know. So anyway, you must remember that that is how they operate nowadays, even for Tawaf, for Umrah, and all that, yes, the Arab, and so forth. So all these things, they are done, so you must remember, so that it goes taklif and harm to the Hujjaj, the Mu'tamirin, the Zahirin, and all these people there. So all might Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa. in all our masajid throughout the world. Allah Jalla protect it in such a manner that the masjid must get abad on the soldiers. And these people who want to come steal in our masjid from there and desecrate the masjid, Allah Ta'ala give them hidayat, and if there's no guidance for them, Allah Ta'ala decimate them and destroy them and so forth and so on. So inshallah, I think the time is up now. You can announce all the programs, Mawlana. So we'll be leaving now, 5 minutes time, 7 minutes time, inshallah, for zero. So we want to reach there Zuhr time, insha'Allahul Aziz, and then at night will be programmed, insha'Allah. I told Mufti Ahmad that, you know, that Mufti Ahmad, his father was Mawlana also, he's passed away, his mother passed away. So Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. I have some family there that they passed away. So I'll go to after Asr to the graveyard, inshallah. And then after Maghrib will be the supper, and after Isha will be the program, and then tomorrow after Fajr, then we go to Rustenburg, inshallah Aziz, for tomorrow. So make dua for us, we make dua for you and the Ummah at large. Barakallah fiqh, Jazakallah khair, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So inshallah, Mawlana will announce, you must remember all the programs yet to come this afternoon, through Allah's grace and mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.